Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. Tigers are back from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where they took part in the LSU Invitational. Auburn now is off until the SEC Championships in Gainesville, Florida, next week. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Good to have you on the baseball broadcast on Friday night. Give us your synopsis, coach, of the Tigers competition down in Baton Rouge.
Well, a little bit of a mixed bag. You know, I don't know if you were listening on Friday at the baseball game. You know, we're really excited about trying to get a good competition in with our men's 4x1 against LSU, who's currently leading the nation. Well, you know, to start out with the bad, we didn't get the baton all the way around, and we were running neck and neck into the final exchange, and just failed on the exchange. But the good news is we didn't run Maka on that team, Maka Chirimba. We decided to have Maka run two individual events because Maka was coming off of illness and we felt he needed to build a little confidence individually. In his case, you know, of course, he PR'd and set a personal best and ran 20.11, second fastest time in the SEC, and I think third fastest in the country. So a little bit of a mixed bag. We feel like we got a national caliber NCAA championship caliber 4x1. We didn't finish it, but we didn't run our best guy, but our best guy ran really well. So on the women's side, we're really using this meet as a bit of a test for our heptathletes. And I think they passed the test. Both of them ran really well in that, some of their individual events, and they're both looking good and can score at the SECs. 4x4 is a little bit of a rough situation. We had an athlete go down. So we got some work to do. We got to get some people, a few more people healthy so that we can be competitive at the conference meet.
Talk about just this week of training now. You've got final exams going on, no competition on the weekend. Mm-hmm. How do you go about training throughout this week, if you would, coach?
Well, I this week is really about balance. You know, really, I guess, you know, this term that you hear a lot of people say, work-life balance. You know, so now our athletes need to balance their student activity, their exams, and, you know, any projects that they've got to finish up this week of finals, yet find an opportunity to get a workout in. So as a staff, we offer maximum flexibility and when our athletes can work out. You know, this is when we do things a bit individually. So when the athletes can come get their work in, we do so. But as the week progresses and kids have knocked off some of their finals, we can get to a bit of our regular schedule, which is what we'll do come Thursday. But then we also have this big deal as far as graduation is concerned at the end of the week. So it's a very challenging time, I think, for staff and athletes, but it's also a really rewarding time because you know that after you get through finals, after you get through graduation, then you can just focus on competition. So it feels like you're getting close to the end of the line, end of the most stressful part of the year, just as a whole, holistically. But once the academic stress is reduced, then you only have the competitive stress, and that's easy for most athletes.
Next week, we will preview SEC championships. Just talk about that schedule next week, because it ramps up pretty quick.
It really does.
As you guys get ready to head to Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah. The week starts early for us. So we'll hit the road on Tuesday. Let me start with Monday. We'll have a pretty snappy practice on Monday. Then Tuesday morning, we'll hit the road, head on down to Gainesville, spend most of the day traveling. We arrive in Gainesville Tuesday evening, easy practice, kind of akin to a shoot around. And then we'll have a good pre-meet practice on Wednesday. But, you know, the competition is really spread out over 3 days. So some people will compete Thursday and Saturday. Some will compete Friday and Saturday. Some will compete Thursday and Friday. So we have to kind of manage that, monitor it. So you're always going through this process of some kids are getting ready to compete, some kids are competing, and some kids have a day off or resting. So it's pretty all encompassing. And you know, we start our days on the road usually right around 7 a.m. At least for the staff, and then the athletes will roll throughout the day. So I mean, we'll be out of the hotel, at least up and about at the hotel at 7 most mornings, and then I guess we'll leave the track sometime in the evening, 8, 9 o'clock depending on the day.
Coach, thank you very much for the visit. We'll preview SECs next week. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thanks, Andy.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell, and this week on Auburn Track and Field.